The Color of Death by Elizabeth Lowell, read by Carrington McDuffie.
Disc 1.
To the many people who enrich my life, you know who you are. Chapter 1. Sanibel, Florida, November. Lee Mandel spent a lot of time looking over his shoulder. It came with a job. But as he stretched contentedly in the February sun, he wasn't thinking about watching his back. He was smiling at the server who had the lithe body and optimism only people under 30 could manage. "Hey, you sure you got the best shrimp on Sanibel Island?" Lee teased. "You bet your ass, sir." Lee laughed and waved off the server. "I'll have the usual. And coffee as fast as your big feet can manage. Oh, and bring a couple of extra to-go bags, okay?" The young man grinned, reached behind his back, and pulled out two white paper bags with the cafe's Soup or Shrimp logo printed in bright red down the side. "These do?" He dropped them in front of Lee. "I grabbed them as soon as I saw you coming up the stairs." Uneasiness snaked through Lee. He was becoming predictable. In his business, that was not only stupid, it was dangerous. But he hadn't seen anyone following him when he drove over the bridges from the mainland to Sanibel Island. Besides, once the contents of the courier packet were transferred to a wrinkled takeout bag, no one would suspect what Lee knew for a fact. The gems were worth $1 million, minimum. Wholesale. In the future, he'd use something even less noticeable, maybe a brown paper bag like the winos. Usually, the couriers who were carrying unique goods didn't have to worry as much as the guys carrying wine.